This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Yes, sir. We are live on the Coast of America, and we thank you so much for joining us here as we bring you all the latest automotive news, new and used car reviews. We talk about restoration. We talk about auctions. We talk about technology. And joining us in this hour of the program is one of our regular contributors. He is the man behind thelubepage.com. That's right. Dan Watson will be joining us as we run down some of the questions that have been sent to us over the past week or so. And don't be a stranger. If you have a question during the program, or if you have a question anytime during the week, that can help you out as well. Well, both Dan and I live in the same neck of the woods, and one thing I've noticed being down here 4 or 5 years in Florida, people take pride in their vehicles. I mean, I see some people in my neighborhood with some not very aesthetically pleasing vehicles, but there's a variety of them rolling around the city. And in addition to that, okay, let's go to Dan from thelubepage.com. He is the CEO of thelubepage.com.
Well, good evening, Bob. It's good to be back with you on the radio show.
Absolutely. Great to hear your voice. Great to have you back. And we're going to talk about lots of stuff. And, of course, we're going to encourage people to call in or to email us up anytime throughout the broadcast, because you have more than 25 years of experience as a lubrication expert, as a guy that started in the AMSOIL business as a part-time gig, and soon thereafter you were able to make it your full-time career.
Yes, it's been a good, as you would say in the automobile lingo, it's been a good ride. Now,
yes,
Bob, you know,
exactly.
You're always asking me questions, and I got a couple for you tonight here in this first segment that
okay.
I've always wanted to ask you, and we just get right into things I never get a chance, and I think some of our listeners would like to know, too, so we'll flip our hat, and I'll ask you a couple questions. And one is, you know, you've owned a lot of cars. You're not as old as me, but I'm sure you've owned a lot of cars in your life, at least a dozen or so. And of all the cars that you've owned and operated and driven, what would be your favorite vehicle?
Very good question, Dan. My favorite vehicle, and I'll say so far, because I'm still hoping one of these days I'll be able to get one of these modern machines, but I bought this brand new in 1998, and it was the fifth generation of the Corvette. So it was a Corvette from 1998, and I kept it all the way until 2013, and I sold it at that point. But that was my favorite car that I've owned.
Well, now, tell me a little about it. Was that their big block V8, or what size engine was in it?
Well, back in that time, it was offer a Z06 variant, which had the LS7 engine in it, but in the speak of the moment, it was called the LS1, and it was an engine that put out close to 350 cubic inches. It was like 340 some odd cubic inches And it was good for 350 horsepower and 350 pound-feet of torque. And the thing that I used to love about that car was the acceleration capability. For its time, it was one of the fastest vehicles that you could get, and it could scoot to 0 to 60 in the fives, which back in 98 and early 2000, that was a very fast vehicle. And I drove this vehicle year-round, even in Boston, even though I was getting press cars all the time, which some of them were much more snow-worthy. I can attest to the fact that if you equip your Corvette with, I would say, especially the fifth generation, the sixth generation, and the seventh generation of the Corvette, which is the current one that's out there now, if you put proper snow tires on the vehicle, despite the fact that it is rear-wheel drive, and despite the fact that it's putting a decent amount of horsepower down, it is a vehicle that can be driven in the snow. And I remember fondly once driving on Route 9, which is a highway that goes from Worcester to Boston. It's kind of a two-lane, both ways, divided highway, not a modern superhighway like the Massachusetts Turnpike. But I remember one ice and snowstorm in which I was passing some Jeep Cherokees, and the folks were looking at me like I was absolutely, totally crazy, but it had such a sophisticated traction control system. My first Corvette I owned was a 1993 model, which had a version of traction control, but that version paled into comparison to the ones that went into the C5 and its follow-up, the C6, and, of course, the modern C7. These traction control systems actually allow you to drive the car in snow. We're not talking feet of snow, but certainly 2 or 3 inches of snow, or a combination of snow and ice, you can actually drive these vehicles. And I can tell you a true story about this Corvette that I owned as well. Is for the year 2006, I got married in 2006, I actually bought a Christmas tree home inside that vehicle, because it had a huge cavernous area cargo space. It was actually bigger than the trunk of the Chevrolet Cavalier, and it was a hatchback design, and so you could stuff lots of gear in the back of that vehicle. And loving music, it had a 12-disc CD changer, which was great fun for me, as you could mix a CD in the dashboard along with 12, which were located in the cargo hatchback area of the trunk. And it had the run-flat tires.
Yeah.
They were very expensive to replace. I ended up putting about 60-some-odd thousand miles on this vehicle before I just could not simply afford the repairs on the vehicle anymore, because it just seemed to be, I would recommend anyone who buys a Corvette to get an extended warranty, because it's the electronics that break on the vehicle, and you can't fix the electronics. All they do is replace it. But I remember so many thousand-plus dollar repair bills on my beloved Corvette, and that's the only thing that soured me a little bit on Corvette ownership, was the fact that you definitely have to continue to pour money into them. And perhaps if I had put my money in a German vehicle like a Porsche, that probably wouldn't have been the case. But I'm an all-American guy and wanted to own an all-American Corvette. And as I said, I've done so. And I kept my first one for 5 years, and this one for, to figure out how many years all told, but 15 or 16 years. So, and got good fuel economy as well, which is something that you can't say for the vehicles, the Corvettes of the past. But performance-wise, driver experience wise. It had a glass roof on it, a plastic roof that could be taken off and stored in the trunk. And also, since mine had the optional glass roof, you could drive it year-round with that glass roof in place, and it would give you a little bit of the outside of the vehicle in the inside, a little of that kind of convertible feel. So that's my first vehicle and favorite car that I've owned so far.
Well, when we come back from the break, I want to ask you, because you've test-driven so many cars.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of Lico Chops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNlife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Yeah. broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue. This is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Dan Watson, CEO of the Lou Page, is with us, and he's turning the tables on me and asking me some questions. We're having a little bit of fun, and we will get into all of your oil questions and lubrication questions upcoming. But this is fun, Dan. Keep them coming.
Well, the next question I had for you is straightforward. I know you've test-driven many cars over the years because you do that and you write reviews, and you're able to do that because, you know, what you say has meaning to it after you drive these things. So, and it's short to try to think through them all, but so maybe there's one or two that impressed you more than the others when you drove the car. And, of course, you know, there's all kind of different categories of cars, like performance cars, family cars, different kind of things. But somewhere in there's something that you drove and you just said to yourself, by golly, this is a fine automobile. And just trying to pick your mind and see if you remember a couple of those.
Well, there are so many. I've been fortunate enough when I was with Motor Trend to drive a few exotics. I've driven a Lamborghini Gallardo and a couple of different Ferraris, a 458 Ferrari and a 512 Ferrari. And Aston Martin V8 Vantage, but those were certainly highlights. But I would have to say the car or cars that have impressed me the most that I've driven over the years would be, I had a Bentley when I was living in Boston, a Bentley Continental GT GTC Speed, which was a very limited edition of an already very limited edition vehicle to begin with. This is a $300,000 Bentley convertible with a 12-cylinder engine.
Oh, my goodness.
Literally, the vehicle is like driving a bank vault. I never felt anything like the solidness of this vehicle, and it weighed close to 6,000 pounds and yet was able to accelerate to 60 miles an hour in less than 5 seconds. It had all-wheel drive capability, and of course it had that bespoke, absolutely gorgeous drop-dead interior. Another vehicle that certainly impressed me is the latest incarnation of the Jaguar, as us Americans tend to say, instead of Jaguar, like the Brits would say, the F-Type in its highest form, which is called the F-Type SVR in the R configuration. And this is a two-seater, a throwback to Jaguars of years ago, 550 horsepower, all-wheel drive, absolutely beautiful inside. It's a little bit cramped, but arguably many people consider this the most beautiful car on the road today. So if you get a chance to drive or just take a look at one of these cars, it's absolutely great. I also love the Jaguar XKSS, which is the limited production vehicle of the 2+2 Jaguar that was sold for many, many years. But there are many. I mean, other quick highlights, the Mercedes Maybach, not the Maybach branded vehicle, which I got to drive at Motor Trend, but the Mercedes Maybach sedan I had for a week. And Dan, it had a refrigerator in the back seat, and it had two champagne flutes, and all that was lacking was the champagne and the video monitors on back of the both speakers and a reclinable back seat. So those were some of the most memorable vehicles that I've driven.
Great.
But I've been able to drive many over the years, and who knows, maybe someday I should put my stories into some sort of book form or blog form, and folks can have me reminisce like you're doing about some of the great vehicles that I've driven.
Well, I think sometimes you should add more of it into the end of the show because it's interesting and it tells a tale, and those kind of things, I think the listeners like to hear this stuff because it gives them some historical, you know, concept of what you've been doing all these years and some idea of what the host is all about, because you've got quite a history in the automotive industry as far as driving cars, talking about cars. You've been doing this for a long time.
Yeah, no, I sure have. The time has flown, but I have been doing it for quite some time and got to drive some of those very rare vehicles when I was at Motor Trend. Also got a chance to very briefly drive the Ford GT supercar, the 2005-2006 supercar, the Porsche Carrera GT, which is a V10 mid-engine Porsche with 600 horsepower and a manual gearbox, and also get a chance to drive the Ferrari Enzo, which was the million-dollar Ferrari, which wasn't loaned to us by Ferrari. We had to talk an owner into loaning us his car so we could do instrumented testing on it with the promise of giving him four brand-new tires, and brand-new tires for a Ferrari Enzo cost several thousand dollars apiece. So I've had my chance to drive lots of test cars, and presently I'm not getting them every week, but I look forward to, in the not-too-distant future, to hopefully getting them back every week, because, like you say, it does give me a really great industry perspective as to, you know, what a regular vehicle, you know, a Mazda 3 or a Ford Focus or a Ford Fiesta or a Chevrolet Tahoe or a Chevrolet Suburban feels like for this model year. And I'll take your advice, Dan, and integrate more of that into the broadcast.
Yeah, I think you should. And you know, when I go places, when I fly, I try to rent a car that's different than something that I drove the last time, just to, for the difference, mm-hmm. What's it like, right? And not too long ago, I drove a new Ford Fusion.
And yeah.
My gosh, I was impressed, because, you know, I'm still driving these cars that are from 2001 and 2005, that kind of stuff. The electronics has just gone over the top in these new cars. And I thought I may have to get out the owner's manual, you know, in the rental car and read up on it to figure out how to get down the road, because these things get so complicated with all their electronics and stuff. It's just amazing.
Yeah, what great technology the Fusion has, and available in hybrid form and plug-in electric hybrid form as well. And you've got a car that has the face of a little bit of Aston Martin. Ford at one time owned Aston Martin, and the Fusion has been a good success. And I hate to see Ford getting out of the passenger car business. They're going to continue, of course, to make the Mustang, but what they're doing supposedly in the not too distant future, they're going to discontinue all traditional cars. The only car you'll be able to buy from Ford is the Mustang, and they're going to focus on SUVs and crossovers and trucks. And growing up in a Ford family, that really pains me. I have a problem with that, Dan.
Well, and the same thing I saw where GM is, they're going to discontinue six models, which of one is the Chevy Cruze, which surprises me, because I thought that car was rated by one of the magazines as one of the best small cars made in North America, and all of a sudden, but it's the same thing. They're saying that I think what it really is, they're saying, hey, we don't compete well with the Japanese in this area. We need to move to what we do well.
Exactly. You hit the nail on the head. And when we come back on the other side, we'll get into your questions. 855-660-4261. That's your gateway to talk to myself, Bob Long, or Dan Watson, CEO of The Lube Page. Give Mackenzie a call right now. I'm Bob Long.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A top advisor to President Trump defends her boss after recent remarks for the nation's attorney general. And USA's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
Attorney General William Barr raising some eyebrows when he claimed in an ABC News interview a few days ago, President Trump's tweets about open Justice Department cases, quote, make it impossible for him to do his job. On Sunday morning, White House counselor to the president, Kellyanne Conway, said the president was never asking the attorney general to do anything related to a criminal matter, though she says previous administrations have weighed in on criminal cases.
President Obama spoke up in the Freddie Gray case in Baltimore. President George Bush, Bush 41, I think, commented on the case in L.A., probably the Rodney King case. So it's disingenuous to say that people, presidents don't comment on criminal matters.
Conway was speaking on Fox News Sunday. I'm Chris Barnes.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Dan Watson is with us, the CEO of the Lube Page, thelubepage.com. Dan is the most knowledgeable man that I know of in the entire world when it comes to lubrication. He's been a lubrication specialist for over 25, certified and pasteurized and homogenized. He has got all the credentials, and he knows all there is to know when it comes to lubrication and when it comes to not only what to put in your car, but also in your ATV. Or your boat, so don't be a stranger. Please send us your emails, send us your texts, send us your questions any way you would like to, and also don't be a stranger. Call us up at 855-660-4261. We got a first question from Huntsville, Alabama, where we're heard on a number of stations in the great state of Alabama, and this one says, Dan, can I run diesel oil in my gasoline pickup truck? I have a gas truck and two diesel trucks, and I'm looking for one oil for all. And that seems like a very logical question, but Dan, you've got some important facts to tell, Dan.
Well, it is it's a good question, because I run into this all the time with people with a small fleet, and they've got some diesel and some gas-operated trucks, and they want to know, can't I just run one oil in here? What's the problem? And if you do, you do need to run the one that's certified for the diesel, because you can cross that over to cover most of the gasoline requirements, but an oil that is just a gasoline-rated engine oil does not necessarily qualify for a diesel application. there's some different additives, the way that you blend the additives into the oil for that difference of that byproduct of combustion coming out of that diesel than what you have out of a standard gasoline engine. Now, that being said, the first problem you run into these days is whether you can use the same viscosity or thickness of oil in both the diesel and the gasoline application. Now, if they're new diesels, it's easier to do because a lot of new diesels now are saying to use 10W30 or 5W30 diesel engine oil, whereas for years the flagship was to use nothing but a 40 weight oil, 1540 or 10W40 weight oils as a diesel engine oil. But with better fuel air mixture control with turbo diesels and higher performance injectors and so forth, we're able to not worry so much about fuel contamination thinning the oil, so we can drop down to a 30 weight oil. Excuse me. And when doing that, what you have to look for is that the diesel oil carries the necessary API rating for gasoline for your gasoline engines. For example, right now, the current API classification is SN, as in Sam and November, SN. And the current diesel classification is CK4. So if you've got both those things on that bottle of oil, then you can use them wherever that's required. That's what you have to look for to make sure it's there. That oil would satisfy the gasoline SN, and it would also satisfy the diesel CK4. So you want to look for those on the information that's listed on the bottle and make sure they're there. And then after that, you're trying to find a compromise of where you can operate with thickness of oil. You might have a gasoline truck that says that you got to run 5W20. You can actually run 5W30 in that truck without any difficulty, unless there are some times you couldn't, but most of the time you can. So you might be able to run a 5W30 heavy-duty diesel oil that also qualifies as an SN gasoline engine oil, and away you go. But again, I'll say this before we drop from this question. Most oils that are strictly rated gasoline won't qualify to go into a diesel application. So you just got to be careful of that.
Very good advice. Our telephone number is 855-660-4261. I know a couple of people have called in and given some questions to Mackenzie, and we'll get to those. But we'd love to talk to you live and in person. Don't worry about talking to either myself or Dan. We're going to help you out. So take advantage of this wonderful opportunity, 855-660-4261. Monty wrote us from Lakeland, Florida. And he has a bass boat with a 150 Evinrude outboard motor. This motor comes with the ability to use petroleum, but has a switch to use synthetic. Synthetic is recommended. Will I hurt the engine by using petroleum? Another great question.
These Evinrude E-Techs are really space-age technology. These are fantastic outboard motors. They probably saved the outboard industry because the technology that they use meets all the California Air Resource Board pollution requirements, so they're very, very clean running engines. And I would stipulate they're very, very clean running engines when you use the synthetic setting. When you use the petroleum setting, they won't pass the California Air Resources Board requirements because they put out too many hydrocarbons. Why is that? Well, that's because what these motors are doing is automatically mixing the lubricant, the oil, into the gasoline at ratios needed to provide proper lubrication for the engine. Now, I said mixing the gasoline, that's the old model. The newer models, they are actually direct injected, and there's no fuel, no oil put in the gas. It comes in with the air volume that comes in that the injector shoots the fuel into inside the cylinder. So much more complicated than in the past. But you will not hurt the engine by running petroleum. They tell you you could run petroleum. They don't recommend it because it doesn't burn out clean. It starts to clog up the engine. It violates the pollution control requirements, all those kind of things. So It's sort of a word to the wise from the fantastic Evinrude company that makes these things. They're really telling you, hey, the day of petroleum two-stroke oil is over. Just get over it and run the high-quality stuff in these engines. And by the way, Bob, I don't know if you've been around pricing many of these outboards. This guy says he's got 150-horsepower Evinrude outboard. That probably ran about $14,000 when it was new.
No kidding.
Yeah. No, that's just the technology's out of the world, and sometimes so is the price. But there is just – it is nonsense to not protect that kind of high-output engine with the very best lubrication you can put in it. I mean, in my opinion, you just disregard that setting that says you could run petroleum. Never, ever think of that in your mind, because this is a high-performance engine that will run for years and years. In fact, some of them are being sold by a friend of mine here in town. They were offering up to a 7-year factory warranty for no additional cost, straight with the purchase of the engine. 7 years on an outboard motor.
Wow.
For 100% warranty that you don't pay for nothing if anything goes wrong. I mean, that's high confidence in that motor. And for goodness sakes, folks, you can afford a little bit of high performance, high quality oil to protect that. So
absolutely.
I just, you know, it's that old thing of, what's the old saying, penny wise and a pound foolish. Don't ever scrimp on lubrication, for God's sake.
Yeah, that is so true. We got a question from Jimmy in Arkansas. This is an interesting one. He has a swamp buggy, and you'll have to explain to folks what is exactly a swamp buggy. And it's equipped with a Chevrolet 454 big block engine. Love that engine. It's old-fashioned with a Holley four-barrel carburetor. He says he pushes it very hard and wants to know what AMSOIL you would recommend.
Well, number one, let's explain to you what a swamp buggy is. The swamp buggy is usually the frame of something. Maybe you would have Ford pickup truck. Well, you got the music coming in. We'll explain this in detail when we come back from the break.
Yeah, when we come back, 855-660-4261.
Let's cruise away from here. Don't be confused. The way is clear.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy. DINOVITE.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies.
Grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasevic.
And Cindy Lukasevic.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. Oh, it's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for being here. I'm Bob Long, along with Dan Watson, CEO of thelubepage.com, and we're answering a question from Jimmy in Arkansas, who's got a swamp buggy. And before the hard network break, Dan was beginning to tell us all what a swamp buggy is, and then we can get into the nuances of the question.
Well, these are, in a sense, homemade vehicles. Sometimes you'll find somebody who will manufacture them for people, but what they are is we call it a buggy because it's on some type of a frame, which is like an automotive frame. Could have come from, in the old days anyway, you'd build them from a truck frame, any truck frame, just as you had a solid frame. And then you start putting all the things in the engine, the transmission, the differential, these things. But what this thing has is tires sometimes. It might be 4 or 5 foot high, or it could be the big balloon tires, which are about maybe 4 foot high and about 18 inches wide. And these things have heavy mud grip tread on them. And the idea is this buggy goes through, I mean, literally, it's called a swamp buggy for a reason. You're out in the Everglades or in the bayou country, and you're going through real swamp area. Now, in Arkansas, you'd find that closer to the rivers and in the swamp areas around there. But I'm sure they have some sloughs and other low areas that they can drive these buggies in. And so they're fun to drive, and even in Florida, places like down around Naples, Florida, they'll have swamp buggy races. Of course, everybody's got to race anything that's got an engine. Sooner or later, they're going to find some way to do it. But these guys will be driving these things in man-made pits of mud to see how they'll go through that. And it's quite a nasty thing to watch. They're slinging mud everywhere. But anyway, they use big block powerful engines, because what they really need on these things to turn these big tires is a lot of torque. And so, as you know, Bob, big block engines develop better low-end torque. Smaller cubic inch engine, you have to get your horsepower and your RPM up. You have to have the RPM up maybe to 3,500, 4,000 RPM to start developing really good torque. Well, a 454 will be developing pretty good torque around 2,000 RPM. It'll be ready to move those big wheels with the torque it develops. So that's why we see the big block. And 454s, and I think in the past 464s, those are favorites of those kind of engines. Smaller swamp buggy might have a 350 Chevy or a 350 Cleveland, those types of engines available. But when you look at this one, you can tell that it's designed for power carburetor and Holley of all things. So this thing has probably got plenty of power when you open those two back barrels and flood it full of fuel. I imagine it will really push out some power. Now, he's talking about the oil for it, and even though it's a big block and it's got a lot of power, we have to remember it's a Chevrolet engine, and they pretty much are set on 30-weight oils for Chevys. Under some circumstances with this, depending upon if it had extra power, like some type of blower on it or something, you might go up in thickness of oil to a 40 or 50. But for this, if it's a standard 454, I'm going to say that there's a terrific match with the AMSOIL 10W30 Signature Series would be all the protection that the engine would need, unless it's had some other things done to it, which Jimmy would have to get in touch with me through the lube page, because if he's done some other things, then it might move it up to a 40 or 50 weight. But if it's all stock, it's a 30-weight engine. That's what Chevy made it for. And so a 10W30 in our premium synthetic would be the perfect match for that big block engine.
Great advice. And again, for Jimmy and all of our listeners as well, Dan, why don't you give out your telephone number and your website and your email as well?
Well, my telephone number is just 800-370-2986. And the website is thelubepage.com. And, of course, my email corresponds to that is danwatson@thelubepage.com.
It's that simple. We got a question from Amy in the state of Oregon, and Amy says she's been listening to us over the last several weeks and is intrigued. She says she's very much of a green person and would like to put an oil in her vehicle which is greener than some of the other oils that are out there, and wants to know if AMSOIL is in her words here, a green type oil, and also does it have effect on fuel economy and in getting more fuel economy from your engine? That's kind of a vague question, yeah, but an interesting one.
It's good to know. Here's the thing that you got to look at with AMSOIL. AMSOIL is a one-year, our Signature Series is a one-year or 25,000-mile oil. Let's say you're high mileage and you drive those 25,000 miles. Well, if you were using the standard industry 3,000-mile oil changes, that would be 8 oil changes. So you would have 40 quarts of waste oil created that year by doing normal petroleum oil changes. Or you could have 5 quarts of AMSOIL as so-called waste oil. Now, looking at what we do in the environment and how we treat waste oil and whatever we do with it, having 5 quarts of waste instead of 40 quarts of waste is a pretty green option. In other words, we're reducing the amount of this product that will go through in order to lubricate the engine. And the result of that is that we put less oil into the recycle business and less oil to deal with that has been used motor oil. I think that's pretty green in itself. Now, the next aspect is we look at fuel economy. A high-quality synthetic like AMSOIL produces anywhere, give or take a percent, of about a 5% difference in fuel economy on average. So what that means is that if you normally were going to use 500 gallons of fuel in a year, you would use 25 gallons less. Okay, so here we go again with less fuel used, less emissions. All right, and the other part about it is that most of the high-performance synthetic oils like Amsoil Signature Series are made from natural gas, which we give natural gas credit as being a more of an environmentally friendly product than its counterparts in crude oil. So I think it is moving in the right direction. Now, some of the synthetic oils that are purely ester-based are biodegradable. So, again, what happens with the motor oil, you can't call it biodegradable and get away with it because it gets contaminated by all the things that come in touching it from the internal combustion engine. So you really couldn't dispose of it as a completely biodegradable product. But in fact, since if it does get into the environment, the petroleum side or the hydrocarbon side of it would be biodegradable and would disappear, but could leave some residue from the additives in gasoline or something that would have gotten into the oil. So we don't say that you can go out and dump it on the ground as biodegradable, but a biodegradable oil is rated by the EPA as something that within what's called five half-lives will disappear. Okay, and that's a term that's kind of funny to understand, but it has to degrade at a certain rate, and if it does it at a certain rate to where it disappears, then it's considered biodegradable. So that's the best I can put up right now. I can also say that
that's great.
Other lubricants like transmission oils and gear lube, since they last anywhere from 3 to 8 times as long as petroleum, they are environmentally friendly by producing less, considerably less waste oil across the board.
Excellent, and I'm sure that will make Amy feel a whole lot better. We'll see if we can squeeze in a question from Art in California, listening most likely on our Fresno station. The question Art has is, what is the best fuel additive for cleaning my direct injected gasoline engine?
Well, you know, the answer you're going to have to say to that is you can clean the injectors and you can clean the cylinder out some, but you can't clean the backside of the intake valve, okay? That's the direct injected engine. None of the additive comes in the airstream with gasoline, so it can't clean the backseat of the intake valve. However, Amsoil makes a product called Performance Improver, and it is extremely aggressive at cleaning all the carbon out of the cylinder, off the top of the piston, so it'll do a good job of decarbonizing the inside area that it can get to. But again, you can ask any of the manufacturers of direct injected engines. There's nothing that will clean, that you can put in the fuel, that will clean the intake valve. The manufacturer has to do that at the dealership.
Great words of advice from Dan Watson, CEO of the Lube Page, thelubepage.com. That's your destination, Dan Watson at thelubepage.com. Dan, time just flew here this week. Thank you for your time.
All right, Bob. See you next time.
Sounds great. That's going to do it for this hour.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car, parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Happy the rescue dog. He was missing hair, stinky, scabby, but I have a vet that I trust, and she recommended Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Mega fish oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega fish oil
free this week at Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.